WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Used Guitars is the title of a new album from singer Marty Jones, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it's her best. From that album, here's Jones singing a song written by John Hiatt called The Real One.
A press release sent out by A&M Records with Used Guitars quotes the record's producer, Don Dixon, as saying, quote, "This is more than a collection of great songs from Marty. She felt her new album had to have structure, brilliant songwriting, and immediacy." Now, read between the lines and the real message is pretty clear. This is Marty's third album, and if she doesn't move beyond being a critic's darling, if she doesn't get a hit, in other words, she's going to be shopping around for another record label. As it turns out, that sort of commercial pressure has done what it often accomplishes in popular art. It's inspired fine, clear work, free of pretension or self-indulgence. Marty Jones's earlier albums are very good indeed, but Used Guitars is the record that reaches out to an audience that has never heard her before and makes a convincing argument about why you'll want to listen. That's Keep Me in the Dark, a song written by Janice Ian, yes, society's child herself, and Kai Fleming, a very successful Nashville songwriter. Marty Jones isn't a country singer, although she partakes of country's forthright declarations of melancholy, and she isn't especially autobiographical the way we remember Janice Ian laying out her life in her early music. Instead, Jones is a versatile pop singer who tackles a range of songs, submitting them to her own strong style. On her earlier albums, she covered songs by writers as various as Elvis Costello, David Bowie, and Marshall Crenshaw. On this new one, she dives into a wonderfully self-pitying tune by Jackie DeShannon called Each Time. I like the deceptive quality of Marty Jones's voice. She always sounds faintly hoarse, and when she holds a note, it takes on a reedy quality that makes her throat sound thick with something. Passion, guilt, sadness, sarcasm, maybe just phlegm. It's a very intimate voice, one that sounds as if it's confiding the truth in a lyric.
Take it.
Even on that song, whose message couldn't be clearer, there's a muffled ambivalence to Marty Jones. There's something tentative about the way she phrases, as if she's thinking about contradicting any assertion she makes. I think that on some level, this is one reason she isn't a bigger star. Music like this might not stand up to repeated playing on the radio, sandwiched between the steamroller aggressiveness of Whitney Houston, or even the all-stops-out belting of Jennifer Warnes, who in some respects Marty Jones resembles. But ultimately, it's Marty Jones's vagueness that makes her so interesting. Her fuzzy tone is confiding and sexy, and her hesitation seems to be that of an intelligent person taking stock of herself.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Here's more from Marty Jones.
I'm tempted to hide away. I'm tempted to hide in a tourist town.
This is Fresh Air.